I'd like to put out there some words of caution for you listening, because, well, some thoughts can make you hard to get along with your friends, your family, and so forth. And we do go down a lot of alternate rabbit trails, so be careful which ones you go down, because they have merit. A lot of things have merit. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. We got Chuck O'Chelly on board, and we're talking about stuff and things, and we're talking about rabbit trails that lead you to a perception. Last hour, we talked a little bit about how Chuck O'Chelly has gone deep down the JFK rabbit trail, and well, it kind of tweaks your perception. I have a cursory thing, nowhere near what Alan or you have, you know, on the JFK deal. But I do have this scream that comes from my soul every time I drive through this place. It's called the Lyndon B. Johnson Park. They just love these birdies, man, and it just hurts me, you know. And that, you know, that comes from knowing a little bit. You ever have those kind of problems?
No, it's a fascinating topic. It's a deep thing to understand and realize again after a couple of decades work on it. And I'm not just talking about, you know, reading somebody's books. I mean, I've read hundreds of those, but you know, going through thousands upon thousands of documents, talking to some witnesses, talking to people who participated in notable events, you know, everything from the autopsy to witnesses in Dealey Plaza. You know, after a while, you get quite overwhelmed with the minutiae of these things, and it's really fascinating, you know, to take a look at a guy like LBJ, because you know, he keeps coming up again and again, and people want to hang the assassination around his neck. You can hang a lot of criminal and questionable and unethical activities around the guy's neck, but it is very difficult to have some real evidence to hang around his neck when it comes to the assassination. It doesn't mean that, you know, he didn't benefit in some way, although kind of didn't make a good deal because, hey, look, he got one term of his own. And then within 3 years after leaving office was what? Broke, insane, and dying. Well, not broke, but insane and dying. Yeah, I made that joke on purpose. But the thing is that it's interesting to look back on these things, and it's interesting to understand them because we can easily see that our will as people is usurped when we invest it into one of these characters, and when we don't understand the process by which we are being governed. Okay, we don't understand the things that affect our day-to-day lives. You know, we started to talk about property rights just for a second before. I mean, you know, can you get the deed to the land you allegedly own, and can you lose it because you didn't pay your taxes? Well, it sounds to me like you don't really own it, and you're listed as a tenant on your deed anyway. What does that mean? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't look at the very basic mechanisms that that they are, you know, investing in emotionally, psychologically, their trajectory of their lives. And I think that every single thing is worthy of examination, but you can't get so lost in it that you forget to live also. And that's a lot of people have done that too, haven't they, Stephen?
That is really tough. I've watched people, you know, they get a fact and all of a sudden, woof, they're gone. And other people that aren't in that same perception, well, they can't communicate with them anymore. And it's sad, and hopefully they come out of it. I have a couple people that I know right now that are on those rabbit trails, and most people think they're annoying, and they come over to me and tell me strange facts. And I go, yeah, I know about that. What do you want to talk about it? And hopefully they'll calm down. Hey, Alan, where's your head?
Yeah, that's one thing. You see a lot of people that get onto you know, one of these rabbit trails, as you call them, and they go down it, and they figure that that's it, that's the way that it happened, this is the exact cause of it, and they get stuck on one particular thing. They close their mind off to the other possibilities that are out there, because this thing is so intricate and so involved, it has so long to perpetuate itself, that it's gotten down to every little tiny part of our lives, if you really look at it. I mean, everything that we do, everything you eat, you know, what you breathe is regulated and given to you now, instead of being ours, like you say, our natural rights. you know, being born onto this planet. You know, people get stuck in these little niches, and even if it's the right niche, they don't open themselves up to the rest of what is actually occurring around them, and that's also a hard thing to break people out of.
Hey, Chuck, right before we brought you on, we had John Jarnicki. He was a senator for the Republic of Texas. They're a group, one of the three groups that are working to achieve Texas independence. And we were talking about where we are with the Trump administration because, you know, Texas independence has its flashpoints. And one of the flashpoints was the march up to the November election. You know, if Hillary Clinton would have gotten in, it would have just been, wow, raise that flag, let's get out of here. But Trump came in. And where is Trump today? You know, I asked my other co-host, Doc, I asked him, well, you know, where is he? And he says, well, I think he's in a minefield. And I would agree to that. But I don't see the minefield as being passable. Maybe I'm a pessimist or something like that. But I see Trump in the middle of a minefield that you can't go forward and you can't go back and there ain't no hope. But he's going to try. And I think he is an egomaniac and he's going to try. Well, not egomaniac. That's the wrong word. I think he wants to be known in history and time as the person that, well, saved America, tried to save it. It's a big call, Chuck. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's a tough one, isn't it? I ask the question all the time, though. What do you expect from somebody who benefited off of the very system that he's claiming that he's going to reset? What do you expect from somebody who did quite well financially in the rigged financial system? You know, he's bringing in people that were connected to Goldman Sachs that are manipulated by Coke. You know, and I do mean not the soft drink. You know, the generals into positions, you know, freshly retired generals into positions which are supposed to be civilian controlled. I mean, this is kind of a strange thing to witness. I don't know if it's a lack of comprehension on his part, and in which case he would believe that he's actually doing so. It's hard to get in a guy's head like this, to be honest.
For sure. For sure.
You know, 'cause, again, like Roger Stone said, the level of narcissism, look, Steve, you and I don't possess this level of narcissism. We don't believe that we're going to wake up tomorrow and because we've decided something, the whole world is going to shake. Okay. This guy does. And, you know, whether correctly or incorrectly, he is now the representative face of this alleged country once again, but here we go, right? Let's go all the way back to the founding and the connection, the connective tissue of the alleged union. Notice I keep using that word. You know, yeah. When you look at the original colonies, these were corporate ventures. Understand? Mm-hmm. These were corporate ventures from, well, the English or whoever, and this is how they were established. That is something that, you know, look, you want to try and take control of it, then you're going to have to use their stadium to play that game in. You want to go into a different direction, you're going to have to build your own playground, okay, and take it somewhere else. You know, natural rights, the idea that you have food that's actually food, that you're connected to it yourself and responsible for it yourself, this is alien to the current system. Right. You know, just like the medical establishment and everything else, another interesting topic to get off on. But and it sounds like I'm jumping from place to place, but it really comes down to one thing. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us how it's all connected, because I know what I say all the time, but I'd love to hear what you guys have to say.
Alan, go ahead. You can do it.
It is. It's all connected. Like you said, we get the population is lulled into this false sense of everything needs to be easier. Everything needs to be easier and easier and easier. Oh, it's so much easier just to go and get something out of the freezer and pop it in the microwave and eat it. You know, it's food. They don't realize that it's not food. You know, it's getting maybe at once upon a time it was. I don't know, but the microwaving has always done something to it. But you know, things have gotten more and more and more to where we're basically eating chemicals, and that's not what we're supposed to be doing. You know, we're supposed to be on the land. We're not supposed to be packed like rats into large cities, because I'm sorry, but you get a bunch of rats into a tank, you put four or five of them in there, they'll do just fine. You put 10 of them in there, and they'll start killing each other. We are animals at our base. We have our instincts. We have our hormonal drives. We have everything else that all the rest of the animals on this planet have. It's just that we've got a little more intelligence. We can manipulate our environment to make it more comfortable for us, and that's what happens. We start getting too much comfort and want everything to be comfortable, comfortable, never having to strive and work for anything. That's an easy way for to be manipulated. People start taking over.
Right, and you know, a lot of these subjects may seem like we're sideways. This is the Republic of Texas radio show. We talk about Texas independence and the world around us, and the world around us forces us to look back in time through different, you know, key events, right? The British, you talked about this, Chuck, the British East India Trading Company. You know, they're sitting there doing some work on the east coast of the United States of America trying to make some money for, well, themselves, and probably trying to give the queen or the king or whoever, you know, very little profit from that. And that just kept expanding, and the companies morphed, and they blamed it on, and it all comes together. Texas was once an independent nation, and it got it by, well, you know, that story. The Mexicans came over, and somehow two Masons got together and chased each other around the woods, and then they gave it to the other Mason. Yeah, you have Texas, right? And somehow this Texas, this nation, entered into this other group, the United States of America, pre-corporate United States of America, but they had no powers to actually ingest this thing called Texas, so they had a treaty put in place to pretend. But, you know, all these things are connected, and it does trouble me a little bit, Chuck, when I look at the fact that I can't pin an exact one thing on Lyndon B. Johnson. To a multitude of things, but there's a thing going, you are so connected to the nefarious ones, there's a problem with you, my friend. And now when you're sitting there telling me about Roger Stone and, you know, going like, whoa, we had a discussion last year, it was like, well, Trump, is he just the person that they put on stage and said, blessed be thy Trump, for you shall be the ruler of the corporate United States of America, right? Or was he honest? Was he, you know, did he actually get in there on his own accord? I don't know the answer to that, Chuck. Do you?
Well, it appears to me as though we have not had an honestly elected president in a very long time. It has virtually become a puppet post, were it not for these executive orders. Look, let's get away from that just for a second, because I'm wondering something, considering you focus on Texas. You know, the wall, the Great Wall of Trump, mm-hmm. That's supposed to get built, right? Now, I know a lot of people feel real positive about all that, and it doesn't matter what it costs, and hey, it'll produce jobs. But there are people that own land along that border, aren't there?
Yes.
Now,
as much as they can own it.
Right. Allegedly, they own land. But, you know, this stuff is going to get taken, a lot of it, through eminent domain in order to build the roads to support the construction and the construction itself and who knows what else. And I wonder how it is those people are reacting, because I haven't been able to reach any of them for comments. Stephen, have you talked to anybody who's in that position where, in a technical sense, they might actually own land in Texas and Mexico simultaneously?
No, I haven't, and I haven't gone down that rabbit trail. Another broadcaster that I know, Doc Green, he's had a lot of people on that live down at the border, and they talked to him on his show about that. I might be able to actually rustle a couple up for you if you're interested. But my position on that wall is that's the same thing as what Trump's doing with this executive order, you know, banning people or holding them from coming into the country, which I think is an okay thing. But a better thing would be stop bombing all those people and get out of their backyard and focus on America. If we would sit there and get rid of all these things, why are they coming here? right? Now, I'm sure you have a lot of answers to that question, but a lot of it has to do with the corporate United States and the way that it deals with Mexico and the Mexican people. You know, so they'd have to change the way that they behave in order for those people to, well, find a life for themselves in Mexico. And I think that that's better than a wall. I think we do have they're coming here. They're coming here for what reason? You know, they're coming here for jobs, to live a better life.
Free stuff?
Free stuff? Is it free stuff? Yeah, probably is a lot of free stuff. We have a card. It's called the Lone Star card, and they give it to just about anybody, and then you get a bunch of food, and the more kids you have, the more food you get. And I heard a radio station commercial yesterday, Chuck, and it said, do you have a Lone Star card? Well, give us a call, because internet is really important. AT&T and the Lone Star have gotten together, and they want to give you free internet because the people that need it the most don't have it, and it's really important. I'm going, so now they're giving them free internet? What?
Well, you get all that wonderful stuff, though, if you submit to the National Real ID Act. You're going to require that one way or another in order to collect it. So interesting, you have to be, you know, databased in order to, and that always makes me nervous. Why is it that I require my papers now to do everything when I was born on this land? Or actually, I was born on a land slightly north, you can tell probably from my accent, of where I'm sitting. You know, it's a strange situation. I find the wall interesting because they're going to start to pivot now to this concept of, hey, we're going to keep the drugs out. We're going to keep the, you know, the bad hombres, right, the gang members out and all that. I find that really laughable because a bunch of people who have been, you know, really unceremoniously dismissed from the DEA will tell you quite up front that this stuff comes through the point of entry, the legitimate point of entry, for the most part by, you know, buy-offs for DEA agents and border agents. That's the reality of it. You're not going to stop the flow of drugs. And even those who are not sophisticated enough to pay off officials, well, you know, there's something called a tunnel. They're going to figure it out one way or another. It's going to get in, okay? If need be, there'll be like a Mexican Air Force that'll rise up. Something will happen. This will continue to happen. And nobody wants to look at, well, maybe it's the condition that the black market exists in the first place, right?
Right.
Here we go. Something else I'm going to say that doesn't make me any friends. Drug prohibition has failed. Understand?
Yep.
It has failed. If it were removed, you would remove the profit motive. You'd remove a whole lot of the reason for these people coming across and shipping in this stuff. Yes, I understand the dangers of doing that. But, you know, I don't know, Stephen, I have this concept in my mind that freedom is not safety. It never has been, and it never will be. If you expect safety, you know, then you're not expecting freedom. Again, maybe I'm just a crazy man.
You take care of yourself. You don't look to the nanny state for every damn thing that you need in your life, especially not your security, because that is the last thing that they want to give you.
Mm-hmm. I know, freedom, there's a cost for freedom. You got to stand up for stuff. And as you look through libertarian ideology, we're always faced with, and I don't necessarily mean that we are talking about libertarian ideology, but freedom kind of is, if you look at it. The folks that go, I want limited government, but we should have traffic laws because, well, I don't want just anybody driving a car. And I'm kind of like going, well, who gets to decide who drives a car? It's kind of crazy. Hey, I'll give you that one here in a minute. Or I kind of want to get Doc in here. Hey, Doc, are you there? Where are we going today?
Well, I'm here, and I thoroughly agree that we need to make all the drugs legal. It doesn't matter. They wouldn't even be important. You wouldn't even be talking about them if they were legal, and you would eliminate drug lords and all that. But we have two groups that are coming over here. One group is coming to sell drugs, and the other group's coming because they can make a lot of money, get a lot of free stuff, like Alan mentioned, and go back home. Now, my problem with that, wall or no wall, is as a parent, what are you teaching your children? Mom and dad broke the law. We entered this country. You see, we're signing up and getting all this stuff. And they had a Democratic senator in California, which they don't need to leave the union. They did years ago. But he was standing in front of the chambers of the Senate out there in California over the weekend.
Hey, hold that thought there, Doc. We're bouncing through the break. Republic of Texas Radio.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Radio. Oh yeah. Okay. So, well, we left you last. Doc was sitting there telling us a little bit about why people are well crossing the border, as far as he understands. And I'll go ahead and I'll hand that back to Doc in a second. We've got a bunch of callers that are backing up. You can call in if you feel like it. We'll start taking people. Chris, thanks for hanging on there, man. 1-800-313-9443. They cross the border for a lot of reasons, Doc. You know, it is for monetary gain, for the free stuff, for to move drugs. And a lot of people say that, well, the U.S. government is involved in that drug running operation. A lot of these rulers have been involved in it for many years, Doc. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think, unfortunately, every little story we hear, there's a little bit of truth behind it. And like I said, the big thing for me right now is if you eliminate the drugs, you cut out a lot of stuff, because there's no reason for a drug lord if it's not illegal. Nobody will even talk about it. They proved it with prohibition in this country and that stupid attempt to regulate moral value and tell people you can drink or not drink. But the big thing that concerns me, if you meet a lot of the families that are here, what do they teach their kids at home at night? You saw that that Democratic senator out there in California stood up and he said that he was concerned because if Trump enforced the law, and basically that's what he was talking about, not anything new, just enforcing the immigration laws, that he said, most of my family will be deported because they all have fake paperwork. He said they have fake driver's license, fake Social Security card, fake voter registration. And he said because they all have all this fake paperwork, they will be deported.
I guess that's what they're teaching, right? The ends justifies the means.
I couldn't believe it. And he stood up and said it in a session where it was on the news. So if you really cared about immigration, all you do is go look up that man's family and start getting rid of people because he just gave them up.
Hey, Chuck, let's go to you before we go to the phone lines. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that much like the discussion regarding, you know, the Muslims are coming and they're going to immigrate and they're going to cause problems, you know, and they point to things. Well, look, there's violence in the ghettos in Europe. Yeah, there's violence in ghettos. I agree. We're not addressing what the cause is. You want to try and, you know, do law enforcement after the fact? That's great. Like I said, drug prohibition has failed. You know, immigration reform, I do believe, is doomed. What you're going to have to do is address the problems. What are the roots? I'm not even claiming to know all the roots, but when you take a look at, you know, the discussion of the drugs and all that, I got to find it interesting because I had Celie Castillo on my show, who was a DEA whistleblower. Guy who, you know, wound up, you can find him in a whole bunch of different documentaries relating to the drug war, you know, is fond of saying that, you know, Americans are more addicted to drug money than they are drugs. And there'd be a lot of banks that would go belly up without the money laundering facilities. So, I mean, this thing does not just go to very simple, cut and dry areas. But if we don't begin to address the roots of the problem, we're just going to be sitting there playing catch up constantly. And, you know, Nixon brought us the drug war and we're still fighting it. So what does that tell you?
I don't know what it tells me. Chris out of Vegas, what do you think? What does that tell you?
Well, first of all, good morning, Chuck, and thank everyone for their calls and their wise observations. I think Chuck is a truth seeker like the rest of us on this call, and I admire that about him. Although the how much wood can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood started it off a little confusing. I did note that this is really a war by drugs, not a war on drugs, only disguised as such. But more importantly, why I was calling is the Trump conundrum, the anomalous, amorphous individual that we see. There's an article, not that I endorse this site, but it does have some intriguing articles sometimes. Veterans Today, Bob Foote, a.k.a. Gordon Duff, supposedly. But they have an article here by Nafiz Ahmed on how the Trump regime was manufactured by a war inside the deep state. And the numbers of Goldman Sachs employees, bigwigs that are in his cabinet from the Wharton graduate, is very, very noteworthy, from Kelly Conway to Brandon and everybody else that's in there, not to mention the military-industrial complex of Mattis, Flynn, and others. Very, very troubling, I think.
Yeah, hang on, man. That's the break. We'll be right back for Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay. Well, we're coming into the last half hour, and, well, we were just talking about Trump. Is he real or is he Memorex? And, you know, Chris out of Vegas, he brought up a point that, well, you know, I'm going to hand this to Alan before I hand it off to Chuck, that Gordon Duff over at Veterans Today has an article there, and it says, well, how they manufacture the Trump thing. What do you think about Gordon Duff and Veterans Today there, Alan? Would that be a good source? Is it truth? Is it a lie? What do you think?
Well, I heard him out of his own mouth say that he gives you a certain percentage of truth, and then he also incorporates flat out lies along with his information. So, once again, there are tidbits of truth amongst that, but you take nothing as your god of information except for your own brain. You take stuff into your brain, you take from all sources, and you figure out what jives best with the world you see and what you see going on around you. As far as this whole thing goes, I see it as the never-ending play again, Steve. You know, the script writers looked out at the audience and saw that some of them were getting antsy in their seats. Some of them had already gotten up and, you know, gone to the exit doors to try to leave this play, and didn't realize that the doors were locked, you know. So, but the scriptwriters know that they're locked. So they say, well, maybe this Hillary person we're going to bring on for this next act, you know, she's not really as good an actress as we thought she was. We've got this other guy. We think they're going to like him. Let's bring him on. We'll start his play, and let's see if we can get some of those people back from those doors, see if they'll get another Coke and some popcorn and sit back down in their seats and see and think this play's interesting again. You know, will they sit here for a while longer, or do we go ahead and just set fire to the theater and burn the whole thing down? You know, this theater's been pretty good for us. You know, we've made lots of money over the years, and, you know, people seem to like it. So we really don't want to set it on fire unless we absolutely have to. If we can't draw them back in and sit them down with some popcorn and a Coke to watch the rest of the play, you know, then we might just have to burn it down. And they don't want to get to that point, I think. But, you know, if it has to, they will. I think Trump is just another act thrown in to bring the audience back in their seats.
Absolutely, and Hope and Change was simply repackaged to those that felt they were left out of, you know, the Obama illusion, which was a complete illusion, even for those that thought, you know, this guy was going to be the great socialist, whatever, but he didn't even do that. So he failed as, you know, he failed as your antichrist, and he also failed as your savior. Well, we'll just give you a different guy since you felt like you were left out. And he happens to be a reality TV show guy, so you already know his name. And, of course, he puts his name on everything, and I grew up in the area where this guy thrived, by the way, so I understand a few more realities about him than half of the nation seems to. You know, when you talk about criminality, you had a war criminal in Hillary. I'm being nice now, not calling her by other names, but you had a war criminal who was absolutely, you know, just part of the elite structure, but they couldn't sell her to you. She was so abhorrent, they couldn't sell her. Okay, so I think at the last minute they switched horses, and they're just continuing the shell game with a different meat puppet. That's the way it goes. So exactly right.
Hey, Chris, what do you think? You got anything else, or we'll move on?
Well, I think he's exactly right. This was really a banker's coup d'etat, which is also the drug dealers, and a re-implementation of the Bush cabal's fourth Reichstag party here in America. And I think you guys are right on point. And we deserve to watch him very close, and don't give up the Texas Republic and their dissension and removal from the federalist, full Soviet-style government, because you're going to need all the freedom you can get down there to fight against this conspiracy.
Yes, sir. We'll see where we go. Hey, thanks for the call there, Chris. 1-800-313-9443. If you don't mind there, Chuck, I'm going to move on to Mike in Kentucky. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's hear what everybody's got to say.
Okay, feel free to call in. Mike, what's going on, man?
Well, a couple of things, but backtracking a little bit to the war on drugs, it should be obvious to anybody who bothers to study it at all that the marijuana thing is straining at a gnat and swallowing the camel. We're importing hemp, and so many people don't understand. You can eat hemp seeds, and it's a good source of essential fatty acids. I bought them 20 years ago in Lexington, Kentucky, from Nativa, and those are all being imported from Canada. We could grow that. It was the first billion-dollar crop here in Kentucky in 1936. And, of course, now we have aerospace and all this other stuff that they're wanting to tout here in Kentucky, and, of course, whiskey. But, and this is kind of funny because alcohol probably does way more damage than hemp does. But the money laundering aspect of hemp being illegal is, it would certainly, I think Terry Reed had a book about MENA, and he's, you know, fairly famously called for legalization for a long time. Because the money launderers and the banks that front for the criminal syndicates would certainly service as a sore spot almost immediately, because their backdoor money they're making there would dry up, and especially when it comes to pot or hemp, and we would be able to produce a lot more cheaper paper that lasts longer, and a myriad of other products, clothing, and of course the clothing would not have as much chemicals as the cotton has in it. Our clothing is laced with chemicals because of cotton.
But the thing Mike, let me jump in real quick.
Yeah.
That kind of, like, you know, we alcohol is more damaging than cotton. Well, maybe to us, for sure. I'm sorry, alcohol is more damaging than hemp. Yeah, true. But then that's more damaging to us. Hemp is more damaging to the world around us, this corporate United States of America. That's like the big problem, right? The diesel was actually created, and exactly. Hemp seed was the fuel for it. So a farmer could sit there and plant 10 acres of hemp and run his diesel his diesel tractor the whole time. It comes down to energy and control. That's the
and
way
Jefferson
I kind
said
of
that. A nation, Jefferson said, a nation of independent farmers would be unconquerable. So they've got one of the planks of the manifesto is firmly entrenched is the industrialization of farming as one of the methods for all these countries they want to control under the Communist Manifesto. But we'd better do something because, and you can't blame Trump for it because it goes back about almost 2 years. The U.S. government's treasuries under the banking syndicate, you know, Federal Reserve money laundering scheme there, whatever they're doing, monetizing debt, right around the world it looks like they can't sell these treasuries anymore. And it goes back before Trump was obviously a candidate.
No.
This just came out this week a couple of places again. So,
just to bolster one of the points that you're making, every one of us on this call right now, including you, the caller, are probably utilizing something that is a petroleum-based plastic in order to communicate, right? And anywhere you look in your home, stretch out your arm, you'll probably run into some of it. All of this stuff could actually be replaced by hemp.
Yes.
In fact, even plastics can be replaced by hemp-based products, which would have much less of an impact on the environment. And, be a whole lot more healthy, but there's a problem. It wouldn't be beneficial to the cabal of individuals that make money off of the petroleum. And you're exactly correct, the financial system itself. So,
wouldn't
that
be
quite a change? Go ahead.
I don't think they can prop it up much longer since, the foreign transactions of U.S. Treasuries by official institutions is collapsing since about 2014. They tried to prop it back up, but it's just, plummeting like a rock. So you can't blame Trump for that. And there's apparently a lot of rampant hacking going on in these financial institutions. So we need to start propping up local, bioregional type currencies where businesses can barter amongst themselves and keep economic activity going in what looks to be a pretty rough road ahead that may make the Great Depression look pretty tame. And
you mean real trade deals between actual individuals as opposed to these corporate manipulations? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, local businesses that would
keep
be
it local.
We've got a chamber of commerce over here in a rural county that has chamber bucks, for instance, that you can take and buy with Federal Reserve notes that are recognized at local businesses. Now, just about every county needs to be doing that, have that up and running and recognized in the community for when the Federal Reserve collapses and for when the national government collapses, because we've got California exit. They're really pushing for that because they think in Texas, a lot of people in Texas feel like they're carrying the country. It's Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, a whole bunch of states get more from the federal government, and has been that way for a long time. Kentucky spends something like four times the amount that they bring in state tax revenue. So where is it going to come from if the Federal Reserve System collapses? Mm-hmm. And it's dozens and dozens of states are that way.
And everyone's in the cities, and very few people out on the land.
Yeah, and they don't know how to. In the Great Depression, you had a lot more family farms, People could go back home to the family farm if they couldn't find a job. Not today. Cities are ready to explode.
And I don't know where to go with that. I totally understand where you're coming from, and I do believe that our financial system, it's a has-to-blow type thing. thing, and it is a war on the farmers. You know, we've had Chuck Ocelli on previously, and we talked about, well, a war on farmers that happened in 2015. Was it 15 or 14 when, well, Bundy Ranch 1 and Bundy Ranch 2 is what we like to refer to them here. I wish we didn't have to refer them, but Bundy Ranch was a war on farmers where the federal government was trying to attack and take land away from ranch.
And it should have never happened because U.S. versus Lopez, right, 20 years ago, totally pulled the rug out from underneath the federal government abuse of commerce clause. And where do they stand on having jurisdiction over all those lands out there in these states now?
I mean, but statutory law, man, I mean, it's all interpretable. It doesn't matter what the – and they might pretend that it matters, right?
Yeah.
But it really doesn't matter. It's really steering the narrative. And the narrative at Bundy 1, the Patriots came together and supported – the Bundys, and they left, the federal government left with a black eye. Now we went to Bundy 2, the Maurer, I can never get that name right, the wildlife refuge.
Malheur.
Yeah, after that, there's been a painting of bad, evil men with guns pointing it at, oh, these poor park rangers or something like that. And that wasn't the truth, but they've shifted the narrative. We just went into that starting on Monday. And they're, where's Trumpy Trump Trump? You know, is he did he watch that? I don't know.
Well,
what do you
see
think?
Now, well, see, now here's an interesting thing. Nowhere to be found when we have, you know, a couple of guys, you know, made deals in order to turn state's evidence. A couple of guys were acquitted. And there's still Jason Patrick, in fact, is on trial now. OK, it's not over, by the way. All right. Go ahead and take a look at what's actually happening. Again, our friends in alternative media have turned a blind eye. And I'm really disgusted with it because nobody's watching what's happening. I don't want to speak too much because, I mean, I spoke to Jason last night personally. You know, and really it just boils down to how much do you believe in your Constitution? How much do you believe in this system itself? He's finding it funny. I mean, they're turning around and, you know, having federal marshals refuse him admittance to a courtroom, and then having them go collect him and drag him back into the courtroom, you know, and this circus is going on and nobody is paying attention. There's one guy trying to blog about this right now, and nobody's paying attention at this point in time. Nobody's paying attention to exactly what the, you know, the fallout is from
this
situation.
Who's the journalist that has the show on here that's in jail and he's got substitute hosts? I think it's in the weeknight hours around, I don't know, 9 or 10 o'clock Eastern. There's a guy on here that's, last I heard, he was still in jail. I listen to the show every now and then.
Pete
He's
Santilli?
A host on RBN.
Pete Santilli?
He's in jail because he was at the Malheur.
Sam, who are we talking about? Why do I forget his name? You know him, Sam.
Well, they're on here. They're talking about it. I mean, I've heard it many times in the last couple of months because he got arrested for being out there, and somehow I guess they're charging him because he was in the same room where there was a firearm, and he's a convicted felon, so they're trying to say he was in the possession of a firearm even though it wasn't on his person. So that's what he's in jail under. And but it's all part of this Bundy stuff, you know, from out the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. He's a host here on RBN, but he's in jail. So his girlfriend and some other people are hosting his show. I think it's weeknights around, I don't know, 8 or 9 Eastern.
I guess there's something to be learned from that last statement that you made, Mike. What targets?
I can't remember his
you
name.
Were making that too, Chuck. It will come as soon as I stop thinking so hard. But which target do you shoot at, Chuck? I mean, we all have our specialty as far as what we cover. That is very important, all that, you know. And where do you put your energy? How do you figure that out, Chuck?
It's extremely difficult. to figure out where you need to put your energy, because quite honestly, these things are all designed to keep us very busy so that we don't focus on turning in the same direction, identifying the root of the problem, okay, so the government continue to overreach because we're all spread apart, not fighting and standing together as free individuals, okay? We're all sent into different directions. This is precisely what divide and conquer is about. This is precisely what, you know, and it's not, don't get me wrong, it's not about a national identity either, because, you know, we could argue about national identity, and I could take up a whole show with you on that, which I've been exploring lately. But the thing is, it's not about a national identity. It's about the common ground that exists. Most people don't even know who their neighbors are. Most people don't know what's actually going on in their own communities, but they're plenty distracted by every other piece of nonsense out there that doesn't touch their lives. And I just point out this thing with Jason because nobody's paying attention to it. It was a big deal for a little while, but it's still happening. And there's still charges pending, and there's still men in jail. And there were people that cared about it before, or seeming to care about it before, were speaking out about it. And yeah, you may have an RBN host who's doing that, and good. And if his show slot is being retained and they're still discussing it, great. But I'm telling you right now, the majority of individuals who are running around screaming about this last year are absent at this point in time. So
I think sometimes those are embedded agents, you know, provocateurs and stuff. I've seen that happen here in Kentucky. We had a bit of a militia movement, a Take Back Kentucky coalition of conservative groups trying to stop a lot of the land use restrictions under the UN Man of the Biosphere and the Wildlands and Rivers initiatives and all that stuff back in the 1990s. And it's very likely that a couple of those guys came in and sowed discord and stopped those groups from being affected. You see that happen. They've got an endless amount of resources.
Call.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in. We got the break. Short segment coming up. Republic of Tech Radio. 2 hours just goes so dang quick. Hang on.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alternate media can be frustrating a lot of times. I get that. And yes, it would be nice to have more of a central focus. We live in a three-ring circus we call, well, I don't know, it seems like chaos to me. Anyways, can we cover everything? Are we doing the right thing, the wrong thing? What should we be talking about? How do you figure out what we should be talking about, Chuck? Where's your compass?
Well, you know, it's difficult for me. I do my show 5 nights a week, and I don't have enough time to cover everything that's worthy of being covered, right? It's rather difficult, but it seems like there's so many of us that are seeking to have a different voice outside of what is prescribed in a general sense, that we should be able to get something done, right? I'm tired of everybody fighting amongst themselves. I'm tired of, you know, ownership and ego getting involved, and all of that. That all has to go. Right. Quite honestly, we could actually get something done if we turned and focused on the root causes of a lot of things. And I think that that's something that could be done collectively. And I don't mean it in a sense of, you know, I believe in collectivism. But we do have, you know, general agreements in a population, codes of conduct, let's just say, that you can come to an understanding about, you know, don't take my stuff, don't kill my people, you know, kind of thing. Right. It's pretty simple. You know, and I think if we boil things down to their, you know, to their simplicity, and we don't get lost in the minutia of it all, we'll actually be able to accomplish something. You know, that would be a wondrous change, and I'd love to see it happen more and more. And really, again, man, thanks for having me on today, because quite honestly, I don't talk as much on my own show as I do on other people's.
I've noticed that. It's great. Yeah. I really like that about your show. How can people listen to your show?
Well, they can go to my website, which you mentioned before, Ocelli.com. There's always going to be a player there, regardless of what network has decided to drop me or bring me in. It's available on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. You get the live show. Also, Real Liberty Media. If you don't like AFR, go to Real Liberty Media. And, you know, I put out a podcast at least 5 times a week. So, you know, here we go. Sometimes there's more. Sometimes there's 7 or 8. But the thing is, I'm constantly trying to get at the root causes here and hopefully set a couple of brush fires in a couple of minds so that maybe we can have people move in an aware direction as opposed to just being awake. Because, you know, those who are awake but not thinking for themselves or driving themselves in a particular direction, well, that to me sounds like the zombie apocalypse, and I'm not for it. So there you go. Don't invest in the figureheads of others. You know, you are your own best ruler. And, hey, the rules are decided by those of us who are making them, and don't give it away to someone else to do. I mean, what else can I say?
I don't think you can say much more. Well, you probably can. I know you talk 5 nights a week, and the guy knows how to talk. Really appreciate it. You know, thanks for coming on. We're going to do this again. Guys, pay attention to the Bundy Ranch thing. That's kind of really important. You know, we've been following it for years. Got to see how this plays out. How does the Trump fit into the Bundy Ranch thing? Does it? Right? Is he going to curse him? Bless them. Anyways, have a good Sunday, folks, and be good to people.
Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.